95 Greenwood Shreveport. K223BI. 98.9 Monroe, West Monroe. K255BT. 100.1 Lake Charles. K261EB. And KQJOFM. 99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi. And online at www.kaytfm.com.
Good morning, and thank you for tuning in to Proclaiming God's Word with Prophetess Patricia J. Wiggs. Now listen as the prophetess gives you an insightful and spirit-led word from the Lord.
Peace and blessings unto each and every one of you. Truly, this is the day that the Lord has made, and yes, we choose to rejoice and be glad in it. We honor the Lord on this morning, thanking Him once again that we are gathered in His name to study His Word. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Spirit of the living God, we thank You, we praise You. We give You all the glory that is due Your name. But God, we know that You are a faithful God. You are a healer. You are a deliverer. You are a God that always answers our prayers, and we just want to say thank You. Now, Lord, we ask that You will have Thine own way, even as we decrease, O God. We ask You to increase within us, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we ask that You will heal, deliver, and set the captive free. Have Your way on this morning, O God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. And if you have your Bibles, could you please turn them to 1 Thessalonians, 5th chapter and the 17th verse. That's 1 Thessalonians 5:17. And it reads, pray without ceasing. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and doers of His most holy word. And the topic on this morning is a life of prayer. A life of prayer. 1 Thessalonians 5:17 says to pray without ceasing. This simply means to have our mind always on the things of God and to be in constant communication with Him so that every moment may be as fruitful as possible. It's just talking to God. Never cease to forget who we serve and what the Master is doing for us, through us, and within us. So what is the difference between a prayer life and a life of prayer? I'm glad you asked. A prayer life is simply means that at certain times and during your day or in your life, prayer becomes important, meaning this is a ritual. We pray because we were taught to pray. We pray because the Bible tells us to pray without ceasing. But having a life of prayer means that every part of your life is bathed in, inspired by, soaked in, clothed, and covered with prayer. Nothing missing, nothing broken. In everything, you are giving thanks to the Almighty. You are in constant communication with Him. A life of prayer. God wants prayer to be a part of our everyday life. Not just when we are in trouble. Not when we just want something. But He wants a constant communication with us. Not something we do only when we have a problem or a pressing need or if we are in a particular location or if something is just getting chaotic. Prayer should be as natural as breathing, as you brushing your teeth, as you getting up every day, going to that job. It should be even vital as that you are eating every day. It should be a habit. It should be a lifestyle. Oh, come on here, people of God. Our lifestyle should reflect those things that are important to us. And prayer should be the number one thing that is important to us. We should consider prayer communing and communicating with God, that's all it is, as something important and necessary for our survival. Just as eating well is very necessary and very essential to staying alive. Come on here now. Prayer becomes a lifestyle when we realize we are nothing without God and we can't survive without Him. Acts 17, chapter 28, verse. John 1st chapter, 3rd verse. John 15, chapter 4th verse. Philippians 4 and 13. I will repeat those scriptures again. Acts 17 and 28, John 1 and 3, John 15 and 4, Philippians 4 and 13. People of God, the moment God takes His breath from us, keeps His help away from us, turns His face from us, we are lost and helpless. Prayer builds us up. Prayer gets us ready for the next attack. Prayer helps us to know who we are and to know whose we are. When we pray and when a trial comes our way, we are already prepared for what's to come. Why? Because we prayed. Why? Because we had communicated with God. Why? Because God has told us what to expect. Without prayer, you have a powerless life. Come on here, somebody. With the prayer life, you are powerful. Come on here, somebody. More prayer, more power. Less prayer, less power. Prayer is a very essential part of your spiritual walk. You should make it a habit to pray every day. Now, we're talking about a lifestyle of prayer. And some of us know a person who has a prayer life, they also have a faith life because they can believe God for the impossible. Come on to somebody. But what weakens your prayer life? I'm glad you asked. A lack of faith. That's it. A lack of faith is a sign of a weak prayer life. Jesus Christ advises us how to address unbelief. Prayer and fasting. That is the only way you're going to stomp out unbelief. If God has worked miracles in your life before, why doubt Him now when something comes up? People of God, on the human level, how do we build trust, faith, and loyalty? Through the Spirit. We will have to have faith in Jesus Christ. That's the only way that we can. And through that, we must pray. If you lack in faith, pray to the Father to increase your faith. How can you get to the point of having a standing faith? Through prayer and fasting. Without prayer and fasting, you will become weak. You will become to the point to where you want to give up. And you will just come to the point to say, if it happens, it happens. If not, I will contend with it. But God do not want you in that realm. He wants you to believe Him for the impossible. it's going to take faith. So I want you to know the four steps to a powerful prayer so that you would know that your prayer is powerful, that you are not praying amiss. But first of all, you got to believe in what you're praying about. You got to believe that what you are praying, that God is going to answer. You can't pray in doubt. It's not going to mix. Come on, hear somebody. So we're going to use the acronym PRAY, P-R-A-Y. P is for praise. Praise God for who he is, for what he's done, and for what he is doing in your life and the lives of others. So God, I thank you. I thank you just because of who you are. I thank you for being my protector. I thank you for being my provider. I thank you for being my way maker. I thank you for being my miracle worker. I thank you, God, for being my healer. I thank you, God, for being my peace. I thank you, God, just because of who you are. The next one is R. R is for repent. God, I ask that you forgive me for my sins, sins of omission and sins of commission. Anything that's in my life, God, that is not of you, I ask that you remove it and help me not to return back to it. The third letter is A. A is for ask. But don't just ask. Ask according to scripture. You have to pray God's word back to him. God, you said you will supply all my needs according to Philippians 4 and 19. Therefore, I declare that all my needs are met. God, you said I am more than a conqueror according to Romans 8 and 37. Therefore, I know anything that comes my way, I can conquer it with your strength. And number four. Y is for yield. God, help me to want what you want for me. It's your will, not mine. If you use this acronym, P-R-A-Y, pray, you have prayed the most powerful prayer, and no devil in hell can come up against it. Amen. Live a lifestyle of prayer. Let your light shine, knowing that anything you ask in his name, you shall have. Hallelujah. Well, we are in our second night of the Great Commission Tent Revival, located at 1100 Bolton Avenue. Truly, the Lord is moving by his spirit. Souls are being saved. Deliverance, healing, miracle signs, and wonders are coming forth in the mighty name of Jesus. God is truly having his way. Tonight's speaker is Prophetess Barbara Herman. Saturday night speaker is Pastor Geneva Roberson of Baton Rouge, Louisiana. And Sunday, I'll be your speaker. Meet us there. God has a blessing just for you. I want you to invite someone out as well. Well, my time is up. I thank you for tuning in on this morning. And if you need to reach me, my number is 318-206-8953. And to contact me by my website, it's www.patriciajwilliams.com. Remember, I love you. Yes, I do. And God does too. Be blessed.
You've been listening to Proclaim God's Word with Prophetess Patricia J. Williams. If you would like to correspond with this ministry, the address is P.O. Box 3514, Pineville, Louisiana, 71361. The phone number is 225-268-8164 or by email at